Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I have a little frog in my throat. That's because Golden State Warriors, that's why. Yeah, I've been pulling for them. The West was thick with competition this year. Most of my focus is on the West. Golden State, it's something about the California teams. I knew that they were going to eventually push their way to the top of the Western Conference. And now we have, I think, Suns and Nuggets and Golden State Warriors versus Lakers. What a battle. It's like we got three Bahamians in the Western Conference fighting, vying for the top spot. And I guess that's what it means to be a citizen of the world. Maybe. Just maybe throwing that out there. We got a full show today. It's Tuesday. It's World Tuesday with Mark Palmer. And I want to talk about a couple of things. And Mark, we have to do giveaways. It's my birthday week.
We're giving away
copies of Lutzka and other fantastic tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis.
Sweet.
But I want to also, it's some world news and some local news. I want to tie them together, but I want to talk about two things. I want to remind you guys that the Golden Jubilee Song Competition deadline is this Friday, May the 5th, 2023. The Celebrate Bahamas Committee, that's the 50th Independent Secretariat, calling all Bahamian musicians, writers, music producers, and creatives. The 50th Independent Secretariat officially launches its Golden Jubilee Song Competition. All interested Bahamians around the country and the world are invited to participate and submit a song that represents their excitement, cultural experiences, and Bahamian pride. Again, the submission deadline is May the 5th, 2023. That's this Friday.
So you have to actually present the whole song by then, or just...
I think the whole song by then.
Right, okay. So our listeners, just so they know, there's a first place prize of $7,500.
Yeah.
Second place of five, and then the third place of $3,500. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I guess, for the short amount of time that people were given to prepare to be a part of the competition. I don't like it. I don't like it, Mark.
I hear you.
I don't like the consistent shaping of things. It's like inclusivity is not within them. Mm. It's like you're the government, but you have not realized that you do these things for the people, not for yourself.
So how much time you think they should have given?
They should have given people like 6 months, man.
Yeah.
Why? Because you want to make it accessible. Mm-hmm. You want to give everybody an opportunity to participate. From our well-known musicians and those we know who have talent, to those who far-flung in the family islands who have an idea and a saw and a spoon. Right? Like, it's not, in this particular instance, it's not just about... We can't waste no time. We got to get the best of the best. It's about creating an environment where the best will rise out of people. And sometimes it's from the people you least expect it will come from. Mm-hmm. But that's your job as a government, to create the space for people to realize the parts of themselves that they have not yet realized in the interest of the collective, right? Mm. And I just think that we're doing a very, very poor job of creating this inclusive space.
I mean, the challenge I had was Celebrate Bahamas is actually finding the website and going on it. And there's really not much on there at the moment, given that we're like, 2 months away from our independence, just over 2 months.
Yeah. And
I'm looking at the calendar, but there's nothing on the calendar yet. So
And they have, seem
I mean,
to have
too early, do you think, to have those things in place, or... You think by now they should have had some kind of framework.
Mark, this is the first time you and I have been talking about it, but I've been talking about it for months upon months upon months. It's like they didn't even consult with event organizers. And they have a couple of groups in the country that have consistently planned large, super large events, right? And successfully. We got two examples, Rum Bahamas, Festival Rum Bahamas, that's Alexandra Melis Lynch. And then we have Food Fest, a.k.a. Bahamas Food Festival, a.k.a. now the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival, right? And they spend months. They spend a year, a minimum of a year out organizing the event. And then they spend months with vendors.
So, you know, why don't we, you know, there was this book out, I forget who wrote it, about junk canoe, about the junk canoe philosophy for business, right?
Spence Finlayson.
It was a great book. And, you know, and if you take the junk canoe culture, right, and apply it to government, think about it. If they went to the shack in the last week before this September, what would those costumes look like? So they start in January.
But we do have, right? See, the problem is we do have some of that government mentality in that shack space, in the junk canoe space. We don't maintain anything. We don't preserve anything. We have no institutional memory because it's not politically expedient.
I'm thinking more of the philosophy.
No. I know you're thinking on the
positive. So it's almost like, okay, we should start this in the 1st of July, 2022.
Yeah, we told them that.
Use the junk canoe principle of just planning and laid out a year in advance.
In 2022, I told them, you should have started it in 2021. You should have had 2 years of public consultation, engagement,
deal, and
discourse.
50th is a big deal.
So come to today's Tribune on the back of the main section. The government is announcing Jubilee Day, a day to show our national pride in tandem with school children throughout the Bahamas. Jubilee Day. When is Jubilee Day, Mark? Give a good guess. When is Jubilee Day?
You mean the 10th of July?
No, this event, thing, Jubilee Day.
Oh,
10th of July is a good guess. That would give you sufficient time to prepare for it, wouldn't it? Since the thing is called the Golden Jubilee, you would think maybe they've renamed Independence Day Jubilee Day for this special year, right?
Is this some queen thing, something to do with the queen?
Don't talk about my dead cousin. No, Jubilee Day is a day to show our national pride in tandem with school children throughout the Bahamas. It is Friday, May the 5th. That's this Friday, 2023.
Okay.
Schools may be closed on July 10th, but students have every right to celebrate independence together. What?
That's 3 days, right?
No, listen, that's 3 days from now. Do y'all have a bag and y'all just pull words out of them and string the ones that look good together? Take this opportunity to learn more about the Bahamas by visiting a Bahamian museum or art gallery, reading a Bahamian book, or hosting a discussion on our road to independence. On Jubilee Day? Did we supposed to be celebrating in tandem with school children? And you celebrating it on that day so they can be in school? Where does the tandem part come in? Come on, man. Y'all couldn't find something better to put on the back fold of the Tribune? Why is it Jubilee Day? Because it's a day when children are in school? Is this the last day before exams y'all have available? What y'all doing? Why the email address still doesn't work? Does the telephone number work yet? How are people supposed to share their ideas, or do you already have all the people you want in your clique? And do you already have all the ideas you want in your clique? Just tell me what's happening. Just tell me what's happening, because this doesn't make any sense. And then what are the rest of the details for the song competition? When will we, the people, hear the songs, the short list? Will we get to vote? Will we get a say? It's about 2 months from independence. When will we hear the songs? When will we get to learn them so that when they're played, you have the collective response that you're trying to garner from a national song competition? I just want to know, did y'all really assign the person responsible for implementing the turn left on red policy to the independence?
There is something else, Aaron, since I'm just reading it now. It says songs must be of original content, not written and composed prior to April 2023.
One second, Mr. Newry, good morning. Thank you for joining me for the giveaway this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark liked trouble. Mark, I intentionally left details off of my notes because we went through this before and I had a very exciting time talking about several of the peculiarities in the rules of the competition.
That's kind of, because if you'd recorded something really awesome in March, it wouldn't be eligible.
Right.
But that seems kind of very arbitrary. What's the reason for having that?
Right, but it's not arbitrary because it's the 50th independence. I, a local musician, have been in that spirit. I've been making music all this time, the last year, I've been working on independence-themed music. Why is it that you telling me that that music can't be a part of my contribution? And how are you going to know? How will you know? What you should have said is no songs published, or right? No songs published, made public, put on a record, released before this date can be entered, maybe, right? But the whole thing, then... the song must be in the style of Gumbe, Rake and Scrape folk music, right? Because all of those are sub-junkanoo. Rake and Scrape folk, they're saying those are sub-genres of Gumbe. Cool. Pure Gumbe? Are fusions allowed? Are reimaginations allowed? Half the people don't even know what Gumbe is. What's the story you trying to tell? And then the best one is that all songs must be bipartisan. That's my favorite rule of all. All songs must be bipartisan. Another lesson, an example of how the political culture consumes everything. You haven't even paused. The language is just so natural that you haven't even paused to consider if this is appropriate, if this is what we're trying to convey. I think what they meant to say is if you're going to sing about a song about politics, don't make it the PLP national anthem or an FNM, legacy tribute. But even then, I don't think you should restrict people in that way. You should just let people submit songs and let the restrictions be no profanity. No explicit content, and certainly no sexually explicit content, right? That could be a criteria. Somebody say they've been Googling my age and they can't find it. Listen, some of these questions tomorrow are going to be math-based questions then, since you're like out of people age and multiplied by 7 and 11. I like it. So.
Well, I hope there's going to be a lot of creativity in that 1 month. Or 35 days that we're going to get something special. Let's hope, eh?
You mean July?
Well,
you mean for the independence? Are we still talking about independence?
No, we're talking about the music. You know,
the song competition.
Yeah, so you got 35 days. I'm sure
you had. You only got
something special.
You only got 3 days left now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping, and I'm hoping that people were not bound by what is implied, right, and stick to what is explicit. And make some good music. Young people don't feel limited or excluded, right? Mm-hmm. By this Gombe folk junkanoo. You reimagine what those things are and can be in the future for future generations, right? That's your job, even if the past generation didn't take it on seriously. But we got giveaways, and I was only able to ask one question yesterday, Mark. And I really want to ask some questions today. So to participate in today's giveaways, the telephone numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's 325-4259. And our toll-free number for people living in the Bahamas but outside of New Providence, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. 5720. And the text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So the first question today, yesterday was May Day. That's Labor Day across the world. And today we're going to talk a little bit, tiny bit about the protests going on around the world and what's at the root of it. So yesterday was May Day. And the first question is, in what year, this question is for telephone line only, for telephone line only. The next question will be for the text line. It's question number one for the telephone line. In what year was May 1st designated May Day? In what year was May 1st designated May Day? And it was designated May Day in support of workers by an international federation of socialist groups and trade unions in commemoration of the Haymarket Affair, a violent confrontation that took place in Chicago, Illinois, but I can't tell you when because that may give away the question. Every May, people come together across the world to commemorate the heroic efforts of workers during what is now known as May Day or International Workers' Day. First question, in what year was May 1st designated May Day? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Text line 422-GR96. I see we got a call on the line. Let's see why they are calling. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. Are you still there? I saw you
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How you do?
Fine, thank you. It's 1886.
No, close, very close. Very, very close. Thank you very much. She's very, very close. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You have an answer for me?
Yes, 1889.
Yes, may I say who's called? Forgive me. I ain't supposed to ask your name on the radio, but I don't know where you get that deep voice from, sir. The correct answer is 1889.
Yes.
Please give your name and number to the producer.
Okay.
Is that Mr. C. Allen Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just check. Y'all just do that. You see what they're doing now, Mr. Newry?
Mm-hmm.
They're changing their voice on the radio.
Jesus, deep voice.
They don't know if they have a deep baritone voice like that, I put them in the choir right away. Volunteer yourself. Thank you, C. Allen. Leave your number with the producer, and the book will be downstairs for you today.
Yeah, I have to send myself for it. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, let's throw the second question out there right away. Well, we got to give it a little background information first. So, there are protests in France, protests in England, but when will we protest artificial intelligence? That's the title of today's show, Mark. I want to touch on the 2023 French pension reform protests. Then violence erupts at the French May Day protests. And then there were Labor Day protests and strikes all over France, Italy, and the Netherlands. And so while France is having a tough time at home, they've also set themselves out up with an even tougher task. I don't know, what's the word? Mark, is invading the right word? I mean, it may not be the diplomatically correct word.
Regarding?
Sudan.
Oh, the Sudan.
Yeah. And France. Sudan is in a bit of turmoil. An armed conflict between rival factions of the military government of Sudan began on the 15th of April, 2023. And it appears as if the world was looking toward France to go in and help maintain stability. So that's why I'm conflicted. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. We're being told that this armed conflict is between rival factions of the military government of Sudan, but who knows who is really at the root of this conflict? So our next question.
I don't think we'll ever know, really.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to mainstream media.
Yeah.
You're going to be propagandized, unfortunately. I know that sounds very harsh, but, you know, the Americans are the most propagandized people in the world because we always say the Chinese, the Russians, but if you think about mainstream media, you get one narrative.
Mm-hmm.
One narrative on Russia-Ukraine, one narrative on the Sudan, one narrative
on Taiwan,
on Taiwan, China. And so if you listen to that, I'm sorry, that's like listening to Pravda or whatever the Chinese version is. You have to, in fact, ignore mainstream media and dig for yourself. Because, you know, when was the last time you ever had a debate on mainstream media between two positions? Like, so,
true.
And you
true,
know, that that used to happen in the 80s and 90s when I was a lot younger. But now you're never going to see it. You're just going to get one narrative. And that, to me, is propaganda because, you know, in the past, you know, I remember in the 90s, you have a Labour, when I was living in England, Labour and Conservatives, they'd argue, and you could see the truth was somewhere in the middle, right? It wasn't on each end. And the truth is somewhere in the middle, but we don't even know where that middle ground is at the moment. We've just got one side of that story. So it's really hard to tell.
Right. But I would say not ignore mainstream media, but use mainstream media and juxtapose all of the information that you find to get a sense of balance and determine a reasonable medium, mm-hmm. right, middle ground. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's get to this.
It's very hard to find that other part because you just won't see. You have to go to Substack.
Right, you really have to dig, and then you have to... It really requires a lot of work of discerning what is...
And actually, you know, if you go on Twitter now, that is probably the most free social media site, you know, in terms of you are going to get two opinions on there. It's not censored in the way it was before Musk took it over.
There you go. So let's get to the second giveaway question. The second giveaway question for today is... Sudan shares its border. This is for the texters now. This is for text. Remember, the text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. Sudan shares its border with seven countries. Sudan shares its border with seven countries. Name them. Name all seven countries that Sudan shares its border with, and I will give you a clue. Sudan lies at the crossroads of sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East, bordering the Red Sea. When they say
that's a hard question.
When they say the Middle East, they mean Northern Africa. I like to correct them.
Can you imagine if we were living in Nassau, right, and we had seven countries around us? Can you imagine how complex that would be? I mean, on our border,
I mean, we technically we do.
In what way? I mean, you know,
Haiti's right there. Cuba's right there.
But you have
Turks and Caicos right there.
You have a water
United
border.
United States right there.
Yeah. But you do have a water
border.
We have
plenty boats. That's it. We have plenty boats.
We got Albany. That's a whole different country.
Look where you're going.
In and of itself.
Look where you're going.
I'm not going to go because I didn't get the visa.
Fife them.
Yeah, I didn't get the visa. So.
You need a passport to get in there.
All right. I got to answer.
I got one the other day.
Let me see if the answer is. Y'all keep talking while I check this answer.
So, you know, Mark, a lot of behemoths have never been in Lifeakea or Albany at all. Will never see it in their lifetime.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. In the Bahamas, on the island of New Providence, which is 21x7, but will never see Albany or Lifeakea in their lifetime.
They'll never get on that road. They'll never drive on the road past it and say, oh, wow, I ain't gonna never go inside there.
Yeah. That's a nice house. I want to get a house just like that.
But it's a sad reality. You know, if you live in Florida, you'll never get into West Palm Beach.
But you drive past it.
You can drive past it.
What do you mean you can't get into West Palm Beach?
You can't get
into the whole of West Palm Beach is gated now?
Not West Palm Beach. West Palm, the actual West Palm Beach resort area.
You can drive past it.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you see? Okay.
We can't really drive past
I almost
life,
wrote
we
one
drive
of them
past
songs.
The gates.
You drive past
that's
the
true.
Gate. You don't know what's there.
I almost sang one of them songs just now.
It's like a competition mystery for most people. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So we got a winner. Dear texter, you are the winner. The person who texted in the last four digits, 9700. I'm going to take your information down. So the question was, which seven countries share a border with Sudan? And they are Libya, Egypt, Chad, Central African Republic, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Eritrea. So that's Libya, Egypt, Chad, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Eritrea.
See, the difference is people want to come to us. I don't think anyone wants to go to South Sudan.
Oh, no, they do.
They do?
Yes, they do. Lots of people want to go to the South Sudan.
Like who?
Like the U.S. military. I mean,
I'm
okay,
talking
listen.
About your average person.
No, no, you're talking about tourism.
An Eritrean is not going to be like trying to bust through the borders to get into South Sudan because they all have their own problems. We're very different. People want to come here.
Yeah,
that's the big difference.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah, but this is tourism yeah. town. No, absolutely, I'm with yeah. you. I'm only poking fun at no. how South Sudan came about, right? And so here is the next question, question number three. It's at 10:34. It's a good time to put question number three out there. Question number three for callers and or texters, whoever gets in first, callers and for texters, when was the country South Sudan formed? When was the country South Sudan formed? Producer, let's go. Well, no, we can't go to a break because on a break, the people can't call in, but the texters could text in. That is not fair. We can't do that. We can't go to a break quite yet. So I am in my feels right now because when I wrote that list last night, it didn't strike me. I was not struck and remembering that both South Sudan and the Central African Republic are relatively new countries. Mm-hmm. And I asked the question number three, when was the country South Sudan formed? Because of that same vibe. Okay, I got to go to the caller. The caller came in right after your first answer, texter. The texter knows who I'm talking about. Let's go to the caller. So your first submission was incorrect, texter. Sorry about that. Let's go to the caller, see if they're correct. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. It was the
Are you calling back?
Yes.
Okay, you got to get it right now. You're calling
I
back.
Hope so.
Okay, let's go.
I think it's the 8th of June, 2011, or the 9th of June, 2011.
You
got it.
We're going to give it to you. It is July 9th, 2011. We're going to give it to you July 9th, 2011. Texter with the last four digits. I'm 3582. You going to get it as well. Caller, give the producer your name and your information so we can put it on the copy of your book that we will leave downstairs at the Guardian today. And texter with the last four digits, 3582. You can collect your copy of Lutzke and Other Fantastic Tales from The Guardian today. Okay, we're going to go to a break. I got some more questions coming up.
It's actually the youngest country in the world, or the most recent.
South Sudan.
South Sudan, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. On the break, I'm going to look up, there's a documentary. I want to just make sure I get the name of the documentary correct. I think it's about the politics surrounding the formation of South Sudan. And then I got another really interesting trivia question about an African state, one that I had not heard about until last night. I can be honest, I'm ashamed. And this, I don't know if this was on the list when we did geography in high school, but it was a real shocker. Anyway, producer, take us to a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some more May Day protests and draw it closer to home. And then maybe a word about Jeffrey Hinton. I got this article, AI, that's artificial intelligence, AI godfather, Jeffrey Hinton warns of dangers as he quits Google. And I'm going to tell you all about my new improv comedy sketch called The Ministry of Artificial Intelligence. You guys, you're on the clock. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready to celebrate our 50th independence with a golden jubilee. The Road to 50 presents the inaugural Jubilee Day. It's a day to celebrate the Bahamas and the Bahamian people in grand style. We're jumpstarting the Independence Party on Friday, May 5th at the Southern Recreation Grounds. Come and explore the cultural village from 4 to 9 p.m. and take your seats by 6:30 to witness a fantastic cultural show. It's all about the black, gold, and aquamarine. Wear your colors to show your pride. Worldwide, schools all across the Bahamas will be taking part. This day is made to celebrate you. It's Jubilee Day, Friday, May 5th. For more information, visit CelebrateBahamas.com or go on social media and type in Celebrate Bahamas.
To be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian, yes. God gave this land to me.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poets pipe of love in their childish ways. I know.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. That is Anushka Wright. That's Anushka Wright. That is jazz classic,
nice.
Love for Sale. Mm. That's a Bahamian. That's a young Bahamian. And so that was supposed to be, this is supposed to be one of my giveaway questions from yesterday. Can you name the album? Can you name the album? And so I'm throwing it out there now. Callers or texts is open to calls and texts. To calls and texts. The question is, what is the name of the album by Anushka Wright that features her cover of the song we just played, Love for Sale? Love for Sale. Anushka Wright, and this young lady is so talented. I mean, she's super talented. You can't tell that that's not a track that was recorded, you know, 45 years ago, 30 years ago. Jazz standard. Okay. So that I've thrown out one question, which is, what is the name of the album that features that cover of Love for Sale by your very own Anushka Wright? I've got a let's throw in a fourth question. Let's throw in, is that number right? Because that's, let's throw in a fifth question, because that's question number four. Question number four, what's the name of the album that, an album by Anushka Wright that features a cover of the song Love for Sale? That's question number four. Let's throw that out there. And dear texter, look here, I got a gracious texter here. The texter said, I actually want to give my copy to number 52, and he will come and pick it up. Okay, I gotcha. Awesome. So, here is that question, guys. Have you ever heard of the country, the Union of the Comoros?
Nope.
Neither did I. Up until last night. Now, I hope I didn't go into, you know, like Mandela effect. Like, you know, when you just sort of slip into an alternate dimension. Because all through geography class in school, I'd never heard of the Union of the Comoros. And the Union of the Comoros, the Comorian Archipelago is in East Africa. It's near Madagascar. Really? And it's made the archipelago itself is made up of four islands. And so the question today, remember the numbers to call, 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, for people in the Bahamas but outside of New Providence, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text line powered by BTC. That's 422-4796. We got two questions on the deck. The first is, what is the name of the album by Anushka Rai that features her singing the song we played today and yesterday, Love for Sale? And the second question, which country colonized the Union of the Comoros? The Union of the Comoros.
I think I know this answer, just because of the location.
Ah, because you're a historian.
Mm.
So
it's got to be one of the big three, right? Britain, France.
No. I would say an up and emerging superpower would have colonized it.
Mm. Okay.
Yes. The persons who pushing back and they're doing all kind of technology now.
I want to be a colonizer.
Yeah.
I need to figure out how to colonize AI.
And
question, it's a new frontier.
An odd question.
Yeah.
What type of people, what ethnic group lives on this island?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I imagine they are African because they in East Africa.
Yeah.
They're Comorians.
Mm.
Comorians, yeah. Mm. That's really interesting. I see we don't have any texts in yet. That's cool. That's too cool. No question, no calls
they
yet.
They are kind of left field, these questions, aren't they?
Well, so you might have to
dial them down a little bit more.
No, man, you just have to Google.
Just have to Google.
All you got to do is Google Comoros.
Yeah, but I mean, my idea by...
First of all, you got to know how to spell it. You see?
That's a good point.
That's
you want to spell that on spell that,
Aaron? K or C.
Mark, that's a lot of clues we're giving them. Okay.
I was going to say Madagascar and look at the map.
Near Madagascar.
Who invented the crack conch?
I know of some islands near Madagascar. I know of a up and emerging superpower who colonized some islands near Madagascar, and I know of Africans living on these islands.
So yeah, they're Africans.
It's a rare, and mind you, these particular Africans I'm talking about left Africa about 8,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
But they had boats.
Yeah, but maybe my point is they left the same time when the Africans, the Bantu people, went and merge with the people, Neanderthals, and form a different race up in the northern Caucasus area, right?
Yeah.
But these persons left Africa, the mainland Africa, at the same time, but they were able to maintain their complexion and color.
They went to an island. Yeah.
They was cut off from everybody else.
I think that, well, not necessarily cut off, but migration is then different, right?
Mm-hmm.
The migration patterns then shift. But I want to say the Bantu people go in north, right? You ever seen images of the people who herd reindeers? Who herd reindeer?
Yes.
They look like they from Long Island.
Yes.
You cannot tell me they ain't from Long Island.
Yes.
Which makes sense to me that that Africans would have traveled, you know, that far north and settled and then mixed with people coming from the Caucasoid Mountains.
Yes, yes.
Because when we call y'all Caucasian, you know, apparently Caucasian is a slur now in some places.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
And that Gloucester man, Cheddar man, the fossil that was found in Cheddar, Gloucester, bronze, like me, darker bronze than I am, with blue eyes, right? Which takes us then to Ireland, where, you know, emerging now, a continuous flow of information challenging the traditional narrative that St. Patrick was up there ridding the place of snakes, which meant ridding of the druids, but which really meant ridding of the indigenous spiritual practices, which also meant ridding of the Africans and possibly pygmy African tribes.
And what is entertaining, and as we move from, I'll stop with that, the term druid, on TV, we have an image of Druids being dramatic tribes of some sort. But now we have a new definition of Druids meaning African.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that Druids, the term Druids itself, meaning dark-skinned people out of Africa who was practicing a earthly spirituality, that they move northwards into Europe. And this is the type of people they were talking about.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I see we got a call coming up. We're going to go to this call. Thank you, producer. As soon as we clear the line. Yeah, man, look here.
But you know, there's another connection with Madagascar. You mentioned Madagascar. So Woods Rogers. He dealt with the pirates out there before he was recognized. Well, you know, he did his privateering. And he, you know, he started with, he was staked £15,000, which was a princely sum. And 3 years later, he came with £750,000.
You stick a pin.
And this was the same dude that came here and got rid of the pirates,
stick
right?
A pin. Stick a, pause, stick a pin. Because I think he, because it takes a pirate to get rid of a pirate.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go to the caller. Why you run hard?
Deep. Yeah, Mark, I appreciate that.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Cameroons. I wanted to answer that question.
Yes. Okay. So the question is, which country colonized the Union of the Comoros? Comoros.
Right. And yes. Not Cameroon.
No, okay. Not Cameroon. Not Cameroon.
Okay. I want to say France.
Ooh. Miss, why you want to say that? Because that's the right answer. I mean, that is the right answer.
That's why I want to say it.
Well, good. I with you. Don't want to say nothing else. That's how you pass exams, people. You start off by wanting to say the right answer, and everything else will follow.
I would have gotten that wrong. But go ahead.
Producer, please take the caller's name, and we're going to leave a copy of the book and number. We're going to leave a copy of the book for you downstairs.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for participating. And listen, this... world history is fascinating, people. Don't let the high school history class fool you.
And I appreciate you doing this for your birthday, man. I mean, who's giving away gifts on their birthday? You.
Hasties. Hasty Valentines. Mm-hmm. That's what the bees do. Right. Mm-hmm. I know there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, something wrong with you. Go crazy.
You guys share the fun. Mm-hmm. Not the birthday cake. I mean, okay, I will share the birthday cake. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to preempt having to share the birthday cake.
By giving things away.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say thank you to Patricia Glitt. Producer, I ain't going to hang it up until you tell me. Patricia Glinton McCollis and Nico McCollis for sharing these books. Mm-hmm. Been On the Clock and Guardian Radio AM and the Bahamian Public, and just trying to find fun ways to disseminate them and give them away. And it's fun. The next one, I think tomorrow we're going to play the How Bahamian Are You game show, birthday edition.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to have some more giveaways. And then on Thursday, of course, we're going to have some giveaways and music. Okay.
And cake?
You have a fifth question, though, too, right? Do we have time for that today?
Yeah, man, we got a little bit more time.
Okay.
I got to get to the text line. Mm-hmm. I got a text that said, Germany colonized the Comoros. Okay. From what I read, right, France was the only country that colonized.
I would have said India.
Yeah, being right there, hey.
Yeah, I would have said India, because I know they control Anna something Island, whatever, I forget the right name for it, where it has some indigenous Africans there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not Indian, but they're in control.
Right, and I think they're in control, or they have oversight for the sentient, is it the sentient islands? Where the one of the last remaining tribes, yes. Untouched. Mm-hmm. They haven't had interaction with the rest of the world in a long time. And a couple of Christian missionaries have attempted to enter the territory and bring the message of Christ to them. And unfortunately, have you know, they ignored the warnings and they did not survive.
I must say, Christians are brave, though. They go on to some strange places around the world to try to indoctrinate native people.
Yeah.
I mean, some really scary places.
Yeah.
That's your faith, right?
That's your faith, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they don't worry, they're in heaven. They're going to get tortured, but they're in heaven.
I want them to go to BPL and pray for my, not BPL, sorry, BEC. BPL, we should pray for you all too. But BEC for my, the latest death in my family, which is a lighting fixture.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, but just while you're talking about BEC, before you move on, on 33 Comfort Street, which is off E Street, off Taylor Street, you go Taylor Street, Salem Baptist Church,
right?
Yeah.
And then you go to Comfort Street, Territory Comfort Street. There's a light pole there that has been out of light for the past 6 months. My stepfather, Vex, is asking if someone can pass there and fix that light. He said, in fact, the two lights through the corner is dark. And you know that's a crime issue area. Yeah. And he's saying that it's scary for an old man to be having the light off, you know, in front of his house. So if someone listening who knows where 33 Comfort Street is, which is off East Street onto Taylor Street by Salem Baptist Church, then you turn right onto Comfort Street. That's where the lights are off.
Listen, and let me show you some, because I don't know what's going on. After the latest hurricane that hit New Providence, my elderly neighbor was without power for a significant amount of time. She lived alone. And I found a team, like an emergency team, working off the Eastern Road. And I begged them to come up to help identify, at least identify what the problem was. So if she could get it fixed by herself, she could do it. And you know, that team came up there and they helped my neighbor out. I mean, they made it their mission to ensure that she had her power restored, right? Like these are the great people we got working at BPL, man. Mm-hmm. The people who's come through Johnson Road and through the northern side of Johnson Road. These guys are great. They're knowledgeable. They're hardworking and they're friendly. They're professional. There's a disconnect though, man. There's a disconnect. Okay. Somebody say, if y'all want to see pirates, go
to the House of Assembly.
Yeah, did you read that? Man, Mark, come on. You can't be preempting my joke, man. Anyway, okay, so we got about 5 minutes left. You guys, we haven't gotten the answer. The question, Anushka Wright's album, right? Mm. What's the name of her album that features Love for Sale? It just takes a little Googling. It don't take that much hard work. It's worth it for a book. But I wanted that question yesterday because Sunday was International Jazz Day. And I don't really feature the wide talent of jazz artists we have on the show, you know, but it is tremendous. I mean, our jazz and classical space is challenging our secular popular music space equally. The quality, the expanse, the diversity of artists and styles, all of it right there in that jazz space. The actual venues to go and attend and listen to jazz, live music. Mm. We have almost more of those than we have for contemporary Bahamian music and then other forms of music.
Do we have a jazz festival here?
That's a good question.
No, you know.
Hmm? They used to have one in Eleuthera.
Yeah, right. They did. Cultural imperialism because Bahamians really, really support the Jazz in the Gardens, I think in Florida. Mm. It's where that event is. I mean, that's almost a Bahamian event to this point. So I'm not really dissing this, but what would happen if we focus that energy locally and given our tourism experience... Given our tourism experience, we could really make a success out of that. I got a text here. It says, European colonial powers agreed that the Comorian archipelago would come under French rule in 1886, 1887. And it became an overseas territory of France in 1947. Mm. Three of the islands gained independence in 1975.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly. So when I'm telling y'all... Y'all could Google these answers. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I found on the Googles.
So they're going to have their 50th in 2 years.
Right. I want y'all realize that. That's 1886.
Let's hope they plan it better than ours, eh?
Your gosh, too.
But Mark, I'm trying to behave.
What is entertaining for me is how does a country like France, which is tens of thousands of miles away, able to successfully colonize an island which is completely opposite of the world? Like, what kind of technology they had so to subjugate
propaganda.
So many people?
The same type of technology they've had in Michal for the last 30 years, Mr. Nuri. The same technology. It have to be. And they didn't... And so when we get to the independence, right? three of the islands gained independence in 1975, mm-hmm. right? They had a referendum. And one of the islands, I didn't write down the name of the island, one of the islands voted, like 68% of them say no, they want to stay with France. What I found interesting was this. If three out of the four islands say, yeah, we want to be independent, why didn't they just take the four islands with them? The fourth island with them into independence. How did the fourth island get to not become independent?
They probably didn't get the T-shirts and the $20 down there.
There you go. You need a T-shirt.
Sorry.
You need No. That's a possibility. That's a real possibility. But it's interesting, right? Like, it lends the question, what is the process of gaining independence? Does somebody give it to you?
Well, they had to apply. That's how they had to right. go through democracy depends on other people agreeing.
Right.
Our independence depended on other people agreeing. Because someone could have said, no, you're not going to be independent. And that end that.
Right. Stick a pin. Let's go to the call. And then go on.
I just want to say, you know, with Nelson Mandela, he looked at it differently. Yeah. He actually told, I forget the African, the premier at the time, he told him, I do not want you there when I come out. Because you're not giving it. I don't want to be with somebody to make it seem that I'm being given something from somebody that is rightfully ours.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. And the South African government at the time did agree to that. And so when he came out, he was on his own.
Mm. Super cool.
Interesting.
Carla, you got the last 30 seconds.
Oh, great. I've been waiting.
Yes, ma'am.
Anushka's album.
Yes.
It's called Jazz for Sale.
Madam Lakia, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm so excited for that. I thought nobody was going to answer it.
I only been trying for the past 30 minutes.
To get in?
Yeah, well, I texted you.
Oh, okay.
Well, Aaron likes to talk. That's probably...
I look at it. I didn't see the text. Okay, I see the text right now. I got you. Okay.
Good.
Yes, ma'am. You are good.
All right.
So give your name and number to the producer. And your book will be waiting for you downstairs at the Guardian reception. Lutzka and Other Fantastic Tales. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Do we have time for when is Haitian Flag Day, or is that another day?
No, ma'am, we could throw it out there. We don't have time for an answer, but the question
that's
out there.
That's coming up soon, right?
Yeah. But that's not what the question is. So Haitian Flag Day is May 18th.
Okay.
Right? Every year. The question that we're not going to answer today, on what day was the first purely Haitian flag adopted? On what day was the first purely Haitian flag adopted? Ooh. And I was asking that because May is Haitian Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm. They have a Heritage Month?
Yeah.
Do we have a Heritage Month?
Let me check the back of this newspaper.
Yeah, see if anything in the back of the newspaper.
Yeah, let me see what the independent secretariat.
I think they had to fight harder for their independence. They actually went to physical battle.
We went all the way to England. Did they travel that far?
How we did?
World we went to England.
You ain't see me fighting out, trying to fight my way out of this paper bag. Hey. Listen.
So I think we have to big them up because they fought the French.
Yeah.
Oh no, without a doubt. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. But for Haiti, we know not where we would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Producer, play some music, Mark. Mark, you can cause a revolution in here.
You can call us soon, start calling. But why are you talking about these Haitians again?
Yeah. I mean.
But it was the Haitian Flag Day is about the liberation from France. Like Cinco de Mayo was like, you know, we don't get upset about Cinco de Mayo, do we?
No, yeah. Light-skinned people, though.
Because they, you know, but that was a celebration
now
of
listen,
victory.
This is a different. This is
I hear you.
Latin is not exclusive of African,
mm-hmm.
right? Latin does not exclude African.
Yes,
you could be African and Latin.
Mm-hmm.
I just need people to know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind the U.S. Census talking about Latin is white. Don't mind that. Listen to Anushka, you gentlemen. It's been a wonderful day. Thank you for keeping the show lively. Thank you to the audience for participating in the giveaways. Lutzka and Other Fantastic Tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM is up next with Cecil Newry. Thank you, Mark. We're out.